Blog Talk Radio. Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Power broadcast We are broadcasting live from the bold and beautiful city of Jacksonville, Florida. I am the preacher of the hour, Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We want you to know today that you still have time to call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. Yes, we're getting ready to go before the throne of grace before we go to the Word of God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise thee. God, we give you honor, God. We glorify you, God. We thank you, God, because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the true and living God. We thank you this morning, God, because you have all power in your hand. God, you're able, God, to do exceedingly, abundantly above all that we ask. Thing, but there is nothing too hard for you to do. We enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praises. And God, we bless your name. We thank you, God, today because you are faithful and because, God, you are righteous. Lord, bless the people, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and west, wherever, God, they live, Father God. I pray, God, that this word will bring about encouragement. I pray that this word, God, will lift them up, God. I pray, God, even as the word goes forward, God, that they'll see you, Lord God, in your greatness. And for this, I will bless and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. And God, we thank thee. Amen and amen. I would like today, would you please turn, if you have a Bible available, to the Second Samuel, that ninth chapter, the ninth chapter of Second Samuel, and we want you to follow with us today as we hear preach the Word of God, as we teach you through God's Word. And David said, is there yet any that is left in the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake? And there was in the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him unto David, the king said unto him, art thou Ziba? And he said, thy servant he is. Here, when we look at the Word of God, we see here as we read the Word of God, here that David's kindness towards Mephibosheth. We see that David and Jonathan had a close relationship. David and Jonathan was friends. Then you may call them bosom buddies. You may see in here as you read the Word of God in a previous chapter the commitment that they had one to another and the covenant that they had made to each other. Jonathan was the son of Saul. When we talk up today, we're going to see Mephibosheth. He is the son of Jonathan. Jonathan and Saul had passed on. They're no longer they're not involved here in this chapter as we read because both of them had passed on. Both of them had died. They're no longer on the scene. But David here in the Word of God, he did not forget about the covenant. He did not forget about that agreement that he had made with Jonathan. He didn't forget about the love that he had for his friend. I don't know this morning, do you have a friend that you made a covenant with? I don't know if there's anybody in your life that you were close to, as when we read in the Word of God about Jonathan and David. No, these people, two individuals, they
husband, and then he liked it. He said, admire, because he was a man after God's own heart. I believe that he could see what God sees inside of David. David was a man, the word of God tells us, a man after his own heart. So we see that there was something on the inside of David that Jonathan was able to admire. And when we look at the word of God, Jonathan is no longer on the scene. David let us know that he did not forget about that covenant. The covenant is an agreement. He did not forget about what he had told Jonathan. So here we see in the word of God, he come back and he, David was inquiring, is there yet anyone that was left in the house of Saul that he may show kindness? You know, they were kind to him. Even Saul, at one point of his life, was kind unto David until he let the enemy begin to use him. How he began to get jealousy in his heart and strife in his heart because how God was elevating him, how God was using him, how God was giving him that favor. So therefore, that love that he had for him, it was no longer there. Instead of him loving him, he was trying to destroy him. He was trying to kill David. But yet his son, Jonathan, he's seen something in this man of God. He's seen the heart of God. He's seen that David had many attributes, things that God had given him in order to be the man that he was. And he also knew that David one day would be somebody that was mighty. Yes, God had a plan for David. And yes, Saul knew that God also had a plan for David. Yes, David, we're going to be the king. And I believe that as we read the word of God, that Saul seen this as well. He knew that God was going to use him, David, to be king instead of him. So when we look at the word of God, here David wants to show some kindness to someone. He wanted to know, well, he didn't know who was left, but whoever was left in the house of Saul, he wanted to be able to show kindness for Jonathan, for his friend Jonathan's sake. Do you know anyone that that you may have been friends with, and they may have passed on, they may have gone another way, and yet you want to be able to show kindness to them. You want to be there for them. You want to be encouragement to them. If you have money and the monetary wealth, then you want to be able to see, you want to be able to show kindness. They were kind to them. David knew that even at that time that he was able to sit at the king's table. He wasn't out on the back doorstep. He wasn't at any other place, but he was there and able to sit with Jonathan and King Saul at his table. So here David wanted to show kindness to anyone that was left in the house of Saul. And he wanted to do it in behalf of Jonathan's sake. And in the word of God, in that second verse, it says that there was in the house of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba. And when they had called him to David, the king said unto him, are thou Ziba? He wanted to make sure. He didn't have to ask that, but he wanted to ask, he wanted to make sure. See, sometimes we don't investigate. We take things for granted. But David said, are you Ziba? And he said, thy servant is he. He identified himself as being the servant of Saul. And the king said, is there not yet any of the house of Saul that I may show the kindness of God unto him? And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son which does lame on his feet. So here, he didn't have to remember. He didn't have to go to the extent that he was going to. The average man sometimes, they would not do what David was doing. But David was a man that was committed to follow through what he said he was going to do. And yes, he had to do what he said because it was an agreement. Somebody would have said, Saul is dead. Jonathan is passed on. My friend is no longer here. And therefore, I'm going to forget about what I said that I was going to do for them. But no, the man of God, he meant what he said. He decided that I'm going to see if anybody left in the house of Saul that I can show kindness. Is there any of his family that's left? Because I want to show kindness to them. So therefore, when Saul's servant Ziba came and identified himself and told David that yes, there was a person that was left in there. And Ziba said unto the king, Jonathan has yet a son, which is lame on his feet. So here we see that there was a descendant. There was somebody left that David could show kindness to. And I just believe that the Lord used him to see about this young man. I believe that God used David to come and see about Jonathan's son. This man, yes, he was alive, but he wasn't living the good life. He didn't have all the things that Jonathan would have had he been there. He didn't have the good things that Saul would have had he yet been king and alive. So here David, for Jonathan's sake, want to come, he want to show kindness to Jonathan's son. So he found not only were there a descendant, he found that he wasn't just alive, but that was something, that there was something wrong with him. Ziba let him know that his name was Mephibosheth, and he was Jonathan's son, but he was lame at his feet. In other words, his feet wasn't perfect. He was his feet was a defect. If he wasn't able to walk like you and I on not just one of them, but on both of them. So I thank God that, you know, God, he will see about those that he that seems to be forgotten. And had not David remembered what he said to Jonathan, that his son would be in the same condition that he was in even now. He was having a difficult time. He was in lonely box. But so we see the mercy of God towards us. We see that God will not leave us, neither will he forsake us. I like what David said in the Word of God in Psalms. He said, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. There are many people today that have seen, that have gone on. They have left this life as we know it, but they have seed that need some help. There are people in their life that need some encouragement. There are people in this life that need to know that somebody cares about them. There are some people in this life that need to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. They need to be able to see that I want to be taken care of. I need somebody to have mercy upon me. I need somebody to have compassion upon me. So therefore, I see that God has allowed the man of God to go and to inquire about this man, to inquire about the seed, somebody that was left from Jonathan, from Saul's house. And here he found that, yes, it was, that there was Jonathan's son that was left and that he was laid on his feet. And the king said unto him, where is he? And Ziba said unto the king, behold, he is in the house of Machah, the son of Ammiya, in Lo-Lebah. Then the king said, David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir, and the son of Ammiya from Lo-Lebah. Now when Mephibosheth, the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, was coming to David, he fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, fear not, for I will surely show the kindness of Jonathan's sake. He didn't know why David had called him. He didn't know what David's purpose was for being there. He didn't know whether his life was being was about to be taken. But yet he knew that somebody was inquiring about him. So I thank God today that God will not forget his people. And this is what I want to say to you today. No matter what your situation is in life, no matter what you're going through in life, when somebody may have been going through a difficult time, I don't know what's missing. I don't know if there is sickness. I don't know whether or not it is a disease or infirmity. I don't know if it is a need in your home. I don't know if it is your children, that husband or that wife. But I do know the God that we serve. And I believe that even as David has made that statement that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, I thank God because that seed to me, even as Jonathan, he took care of David. He was able to befriend him and to be a friend to him. And now after Jonathan was no longer on the scene, when Jonathan had died and Saul had died again, David did not forget the covenant. He didn't forget what he had said to his friend Jonathan. So therefore he went in with a purpose to see was anybody left in the house of Saul. He wanted to be able to bless them. He wanted to be able to take care of them because he was able to do so. He was the king. He was able to be there for them. He wanted to be able to show some goodness. Don't you need some goodness? Everybody needs some goodness. Everybody, because of what the Word of God tells us, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So therefore, when we live and we walk in the presence of God, when we can say goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. We have to say that with the assurance, knowing that God, he will be with us. And I believe that even as the Lord have allowed the man of God to come see, was there anyone left in the house of Saul that David could bless for Jonathan's sake? And he found this, he found Saul's grandson, whose name was Mephibosheth, that was lame on both of his feet. And when he seen David, after he had sent from him for somebody to go and fetch him, he bowed in reverence to David. And here, David most likely sensed that he was fearful, because David said unto him, "Fear not, but I will surely show thee kindness." Come on. "For Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continuously." I'm going to restore everything that has been taken from you. I'm going to give it back to you. And not only am I going to give it back to you, he had told him before that, "I'm going to show kindness to you. I'm going to do it for your father's sake. I'm going to do it because I love Jonathan. He was my friend. So therefore, I'm going to be kind. I'm going to show you kindness for your father's sake." And he told him that, I'm going to restore the land of Saul, thy father. I'm going to restore it, to him, all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continued. So everything that his grandfather owned and had is going to come back to you. Why? I'm going to give it back to you because of your father. I'm going to give it back to you because your father should be kind. I'm going to give it back to you because he was with me in my flee, when I had to flee your grandfather, when he was trying to take my life, when he was trying to kill me. Your father, Jonathan, was there with me. He was there for me. So therefore, I want to show you some kindness. And so therefore, I know that I'm going to restore the land that you no longer didn't have, but I'm going to restore it back to you. Somebody, hear me what I'm saying to you. Something that was very precious, something that was in your grandfather, something that was in your mother, something that was in the family, something that a friend had for you, that was all that you owned, that may have been taken away from you. Yes, your house may have been taken away from you. Yes, your car may have been taken from you. Yes, your mind, yes, been taken away from you. Yes, maybe you don't have any peace. It's been taken from you. You may not have any joy, but I want you to know that even as the man of God, David, we're going to restore the land back to Jonathan. Oh, my God. I want you to know today, if you can just believe with me, if you can just stand on the word of God, I want to encourage you this morning that God, he will be with you. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will restore that which the kangaroo has taken from you. And I want you to know today that God, he is that he is. So here in the word of God, I would like to just read in the mighty name of Jesus that sixth verse again. "Now when Mephibosheth the son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, for coming to David. He fell on his face and did reverence. And David said, Mephibosheth. And he answered, Behold, thy servant. And David said unto him, Fear not, I will surely show thee kindness, but Jonathan, thy father's sake, and will restore thee all the land of Saul, thy father, and thou shalt eat bread at my table continue. In other words, as long as I'm eating, as long as I'm being nourished, as long as I sit at my table, when I sit at my table, you're going to be able to eat when I eat. You're going to be fed. You're going to be taken care of. The land that your grandfather had, the own as he became, the land and the possession that Jonathan had has been sought, son, and that which has been taken away from you, I'm going to restore all back to you. God's going to say, I'm going to restore all these things back to you. So all he could do is just to hear what David was saying. I believe that if he was sad, if he was down, if he was out, I believe that joy and peace came to him because of the fact that he didn't have to live anymore like a pauper, but he was able to be able to restore back into his right relationship with the man of God, with his father's friend. Oh, my God. And here the word of God said, and he bowed himself and said, What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? Oh, my God. Sometimes when we get in a situation, sometimes we go through things in life. Oh, my God. Sometimes it may be so difficult. Sometimes it makes you see like you're so worthless. That sometimes it's your self-esteem. And sometimes you feel that you're nobody and you're going nowhere and that nobody cares and that nobody going to be there for you. And when after David had told him all of these things, it was difficult because of his self-esteem to think that he was somebody. Yes, I'm offering you all of this, but he was one and he was concerned of why. As he bowed down himself to David, and he began to say in that eighth verse, part B of it, What is thy servant? What is thy servant that thou should look upon such a dead dog as I am? And he was even looking at himself as being worthless, and not just a dog, but he said a dead dog. That means he was really down in the dump. He was really feeling sorry for himself. He was really like giving up on himself. I want you not to date and not to give up on yourself. I want you to see yourself as God sees you, no matter what you may be going through today. I want you to see yourself as God sees you. And then in the word of God, it says, in that ninth verse, it says, Then the king called Ziba, Saul's servant, and said unto him, I have given unto thy master's son all that pertaineth to Saul and to all his house. Here David given instruction. He called Ziba, who was Saul's servant, let him know what he already said to Mephibosheth, that he had given him all that pertaineth unto Saul's house. He was restoring all of this. And then he said, Thou therefore and thy son and thy servant shall till the land for him, and thou shalt bring in the fruit, and thy master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, thy master's son, shall eat bread always, not sometimes, but always at my table. Now, Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants, and said Ziba unto the king, according to all that my Lord the king has commanded his servant, so shall thy servant do. As for Mephibosheth, said the king, he shall eat at my table as one of the king's sons. Oh my God, as my own son, Mephibosheth, gonna eat at my table. I'm not telling you just to come as a guest to sit at my table, but I am gonna treat him like he is my son. He's gonna eat at my table like he is David's son. And Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Michal, and all that dwelt in the house of Ziba were servants unto Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth dwelt in Jerusalem, but he did eat continuously at the king's table and was lame on both his feet. When we look at the word of God, we see that God is good. And God is good not sometimes, but God is good all the time. And if God is good, we see that we are to show goodness. It shows us that we should show mercy. Oh, it shows us that we should have pity upon those that are in need and those that are going through. We ought to be able to have so much of mercy that we come to their rescue. We ought to be able to walk in the love of God. For the word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God loved us so much that he gave his life for us, that we can have a right to the tree of life. So even as God have allowed David to love this young lame man to sit at his table as with his other sons, he was able to show him love. In this particular chapter of 2 Samuel, the 9th chapter, we see the goodness of God. We see mercy being displayed. We see pity. We see love. We see the grace of God. We see favor. And not only favor, but we see supernatural favor. We see the compassion that David showed towards Mephibosheth. We see how gentle that David was with him as well. He was assuring him, he was encouraging him that he didn't have to fear. He felt less than a dead dog because of the treatment, because of the things that he had encountered. I'm quite sure he felt that because not only did dad was no longer alive, but his grandfather was also no longer alive. Not only that, but he was crippled. He was lame in both feet. And yet in the place and the circumstance around about him, things had been taken away from him. He wasn't able to live in a place that his dad and his grandfather would have lived. Things wasn't too good for him. But if God be for you, it is more than they that be against you. Here we see the favor of God. We see the compassion that God had bestowed upon David in behalf of Jonathan. We see the gentleness of God and his tender mercy. So when we look at this on today, we want you to look at it as you may be in a place like Mephibosheth was, and see that even as God did not forget about him and allow David to come to rescue him, to take care of him, to let him dress, to let him sit at the cane table. Because if you're sitting at the cane table, I believe that you don't come at the cane table sitting and wearing any kind of garment. Oh, my God, and looking any kind of way. I believe that the provision was made for the son of a king. And not only was he Saul, and not only was he Jonathan, father and grandson, he was now going to sit at the table of the king. And the king said that he was betrayed, and that he would sit there as his son would sit at his table. And he would not only sit there not one day, not 2 days, but he would sit there continuously. I want you to know that they of our lives line up with the word of God, not only in this life, but forever and ever. We'll be able to sit down with Jesus. We'll be able to sit in the king's table. Oh, God, we sit and we'll be able to feel the joy and the peace. And I believe that even now, even on earth, I believe in the word of God says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed will be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. I thank God that the man of God had God on the inside of him, that he'll be able to take care of his commitment, that he'll be able and was able to go to his soul house and to inquire of, was anybody left that he could show kindness to? So even though Saul was evil, and even though he tried to kill David, yet there was a Saul's son that David loved, and that David wanted to show kindness for Jonathan's sake. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we praise you, we thank you, we glorify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done, oh God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, thy word have we hid in our heart. God, that we will not sin against thee. Lord, I pray even now, Lord God, that's out there, God, that have shown, that made covenants and agreement. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, God, for the Mephibosheth. Father, God, in the name of Jesus, that out there, that's alone, God, that feels like a dead dog. I pray, God, even now that you would encourage them. God, that you would touch them. God, that you would give them what they need this day and this hour. God, that they can know that they can sit at the king's table. God, that they can sit and they can have, God, everything, God, that you have prepared for them. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this day and this hour. God, even now, Lord God, I pray, God, that if any here that's on the sound of my voice, God, if they're not saved, God, if they don't know you as their personal Savior, God, your word says, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised us said, the word of God said, that we shall be saved. So I pray even now, God, that souls are saved, God, that lives are changed, that people, Lord God, God, that they'll know that there is a God and that there is nothing too hard for you. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for every soul that was saved today, every person, God, under the sound of my voice that said yes to your will and yes to your way. Father God, we thank you, Lord, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We're going to ask that you, our radio audience, that you tune in with us on this coming Wednesday, that you can again see the power and of the Most High God as you hear the word of God. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.